Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller is here with a history lesson for us.
Well, thanks, Tony. There's nothing more inspiring and uniquely Texan than the Alamo. The battle fought on this sacred ground has gone down in history books and the hearts of all Texans alike. For instance, I bet we've heard the legend of Colonel William Barrett Travis drawing a line in the sand at the Alamo to see who would stand and fight. But there's some other history associated with the Alamo Spanish mission period that I find especially interesting because of its ties to agriculture.
Well, what's that?
Well, back in 1724, the current location of the Alamo was chosen as one of the first of five missions in the San Antonio area. These missions weren't just about religious institutions. They also brought the Spanish way of life to the indigenous population. And that meant teaching the local people how to farm and raise livestock, as well as other skills like blacksmithing, carpentry, stonework, and weaving.
Do we have any idea what kind of crops they were growing back then?
Well, we think we know, but it's really hard to say. The Alamo historians do know that the lands around the missions became so rich after a century of cultivation that the local authorities secularized the missions and took control of the property. The lands were considered very barren. And I'd argue that that's still true today. Our land is one of our state's most important resources, and it's up to us to protect them, along with protecting our sacred sites like the Alamo.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.